A big thanks to 323 Sports for supporting the show. The guys with 323 Sports are a team dealer providing uniforms, gear, equipment, and more to schools and colleges across the country. I've used them on multiple occasions, and their customer service and low prices are second to none. To find out more, visit 323sports.com, or you can reach out directly to a rep at sales@323sports.com. They'll be sure to do it right for your sports program. On this week's Inside the Huddle, I ask a longtime coach, Leonard Hamilton, how they go about teaching defensive communication to their players, as well as what it takes to get players game ready on the defensive end. Everyone knows that communication plays a huge part on the defensive end. Do you use specific terminology? Are you teaching them how to talk? Are you just expecting them to talk? Teaching communication look like in your program?
Well, there's no doubt that that's an excellent question, because we have a whole defensive vocabulary that we speak in. So we're just not saying words, being aggressive. What we're using, the terminology that relates to our defensive schemes. One of the toughest things to accomplish in college is getting guys to talk on a regular basis. So we talk all the time. That's part of our teaching method, where we're teaching guys to talk. We're on offense, defense, and sometimes we overdo it so that we don't have that same level of mix-ups and game slippages in the game. And sometimes it's always helpful that the older, more mature players understand the importance of talking. Sometimes your younger, less experienced players will not. But a lot of the adjustments we have to make will be direct in relation to, sometimes you have people with exceptional talent where sometimes you have to trap people when they get balls in certain areas. Well, for the most time, we very seldom ever do that. But there are times when we're playing against a guy. I remember when Hansberry was at North Carolina, University of North Carolina. We worked our fans off trying to get him not to catch the ball on the block. But when he did catch it, we had to go trap him. Sometimes there might be a player that you can trap off of, but sometimes you trap some people and they're such good passers, they throw it to the guy who you trap it off of. So sometimes you can't do that. But that's why I said sometimes you make adjustments in relation to the talents that people have on the team.
How long do you feel it takes a kid in your program to be at the level defensively that you feel like they're making a real contribution to what you're doing on that end?
Well, I think our players understand that defense is very important when you're trying to compete in the ACC. And so we expect them to be ready defensively when the season starts. We don't think that should not be. Now, there are times when maybe you have some young guys who are just learning, but we expect them from day one, when we start the season, to be up to speed on defense, on our defense, or our offense. We think we have a system that we use to try to teach and develop offensively and defensively, but we need to have everybody ready to play at the beginning of the season. That's why we're able to play so many guys without a lot of drop-off.
If you're interested in more in-depth X's and O's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to my Quick Timeout newsletter. In each Sunday's newsletter, you'll get small-sided game ideas, play of the week, and expert coaching interviews with college, NBA, and professional coaches from around the world. Click the link in the show notes to sign up today.